I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Brits out. I went on a date with a political scientist in Fermoy on Tuesday night. I think they might have finally discovered a cure for insomnia. It was touch and go if I'd fall asleep into my soup, cream of mushroom. Jesus, you'd be wasting your time looking for cordon bleu in the town of Fermoy. This lad was about as exciting as an afternoon watching Iraqis TV without a drink on you. I nearly refused the offer of a canoodle in his car afterwards, but it would have been a shame to drive all that way for nothing. I was getting back into the Spanx afterwards when he started talking about the women being on top in Sinn Féin, north and south. And did I ever think of getting into politics? The only thing I was thinking of was getting away from him. But when I got home, didn't I ring Berna to tell her, "Fet the begrudgers, Rosaline from Bala Desmond is going to run for Sinn Féin in whatever constituency we live in. What do I need to do to make sure I win?" She said you'll want to puff up your Republican credentials. Tell them your granduncle was at Kilmichael. Is that a good idea, tell me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My cousin is a political scientist. He thought the date went very well. The idiot. I asked him if Berna's suggestion was a good idea. He said not really. With the rise of Sinn Féin, everyone had a granduncle at Kilmichael. It's amazing the Brits didn't spot them.
Come here. How do I get me old doll back from the Johnny Depp trial thing on YouTube? It's putting a fierce strain on things, I'm telling you. We've been together now for over 5 years. Like everyone else in a long-term relationship, we've nothing left to talk about, except shows we watch together on the telly. Particularly since we went to counselling, and it emerged she doesn't want to talk about Liverpool Football Club for 3 hours a day. I thought she was well into it, but maybe I was just seeing what I wanted to see, you know? Anyway, our shared telly-watching experience has disappeared recently because all she wants to do is watch live coverage of that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. I watched it for 5 minutes with her, but she was allergic to the way I kept saying Johnny Depp's after getting very old-looking because she always had a thing for him, you know? So now I'm banished to my own chair. There I sit, alone, every evening, listening to me old doll making bitchy comments during Amber Heard's testimony. I know better than to open me mouth, because I'm on Team Amber from the bits I've heard, you know? And me old doll gets fierce ratty if you don't bow down before old Johnny. So, like, is there anything to be said for going back to counselling? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
My friend is a relationship counsellor. We don't mention the fact that he's on his third wife. I said, what are the benefits of counselling in this situation? He said, I get 150 quid an hour for saying... And how does that make you feel?
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where a very stern woman in her 50s came in and flattened us with savage put-downs because we never failed to get aroused by memories of dear old Nanny. Bunty von Party Animal, this month's codename for Boris, said his plan to hand over Northern Ireland to the mix is going exceedingly well and you should have your United Ireland by the end of the decade. We'll be sorry to see the DUP go, said no one, because they're as embarrassing as finding out that one's great-grandfather didn't own any slaves. Some duke or other from Edinburgh said, good riddance to the Paddies, and we all shouted, you're next, jock, and the evening ended with us all pretending to be Spitfires. I suppose what I'm trying to say is that the old UK thing is coming to a close, so I've been instructed to tell you, Paddies, that we have a special offer this month on Scotland and Wales. Could you ask your man Coveney if he's interested in taking them off our hands before we go and offer them to the frogs? Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker, London.
I don't have Simon Coveney's contact details, so I asked Mike Connor if he has a number for foreign affairs. He says, I try to have at least 2 every year. How about you? I said 14.
It's getting awkward on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who think it's a bit Carrigaline to follow the wag at the Christie trial, but we're doing it anyway. Fifi underscore hemp jumpsuit said she'd hate it if anyone leaked what goes on in our chat group. And yes, Jenny, I'm talking to you with your letters into that Audrey one in the Examiner. Do you think I should sue her for libel? Jenny Douglas Road.
sorry now, Jenny, but you've been spilling the beans on the Douglas Road Stunners every week for the last couple of years. You're about as good at keeping a secret as Wayne Rooney is at keeping it in his pants.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.